A congressional delegation led by Massachusetts Democratic Representative Richard Neal, who chairs the Ways and Means Committee, traveled to Mexico earlier this week. The mission was to continue work on a renegotiated North American Free Trade Agreement. The group on Tuesday met with the president of Mexico. A short time ago, WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Neal.
Well, we met with President Lopez Obrador for almost 2 hours over breakfast at the presidential palace in Mexico City, and the conversation quickly turned to, obviously, the need to change the old NAFTA agreement, which is now 25 years old. So we have reached an agreement on many parts of the change proposed for NAFTA, and we believe that it is a much improved contract, but we also acknowledge that there is still a ways to go. The biggest part of the biggest challenge we have, I think, is the enforcement of labor rights and the right to organize a union. And the president was pretty comforting in his assurances that he was very supportive of that. And he indicated that he intends to detail that in a letter. These negotiations have now gone on for more than a year and a half. And as the chairman of the group that is overseeing the renegotiation of NAFTA, we certainly are steadily making progress.
So, what in addition to the items that you mentioned there about the right to organize, for workers to organize, what else needs to be addressed before this might be ready for ratification?
Well, there is a contentious issue as it relates to the environment, but in that instance as well, we're making headway. It's very difficult to tell two sovereign nations in a hemispheric trade agreement, Canada and Mexico, what they must adhere to, but nonetheless, we're making progress on that as well. And in fact, as you know, Canada is far out front on climate change, so we think that the focus on bringing Mexico to a position that's closer to the Canadian one would be helpful to all. And we also have a burgeoning issue that I think that we're going to be resolved on intellectual property protections for the use of what we call biomeds. I do think that that will be ironed out to our satisfaction. And I believe that in those instances that we think that you can at least see the contours of an agreement. We've been working very hard with the AFL-CIO and have met with President Trumpka of the AFL-CIO a number of times and are hopeful that we will find a path forward in the near few weeks.
Is this new agreement going to be beneficial for American workers?
Well, that's the point, I think, of the renegotiation. During the course of the presidential campaign, that certainly was a highlight of the disagreements that the president had and that Secretary Clinton offered as well. And it's my sense that after 25 years, you should review a trade pact of this magnitude. But there ought to be protections in there for U.S. workers. And I think I voted against NAFTA 25 years ago when it was offered. And I think that there is one issue that jumps out at everybody as it relates to these trade negotiations, and that's enforcement. And better enforcement, I think, is something everybody in America could agree on. If you set the terms of the agreement, you cannot have it compromised by the State Department, by the Defense Department, or by those in the Oval Office who might say, well, let's not get this person or that country upset. These are agreements. They're contractual in nature. They've been long negotiated. And through the process of implementation, they were secured on the basis of making guarantees. And the guarantee in this instance here is we need a much better enforcement mechanism, and we're working hard to get there.
Is the Trump administration actively lobbying to get this done, to get this passed quickly?
Well, I think that the relationship between the Democrats on the Ways and Means Committee and what is known as the Working Group through the United States Trade Representative, Ambassador Robert Lighthizer, I think that the discussions remain pretty fruitful. And while the ambassador is an appointee of the president, he also has a long history of being a trade enforcement lawyer. And my hunch is that even if the White House might not pay attention to this on a daily basis in terms of specifics, in general terms, they're certainly paying attention to it.
And you believe, I know you've stated this before, you believe that this is something that Democrats and the Trump administration can work on despite everything else that's going on.
Well, I think that we want to demonstrate that simultaneously, as the impeachment inquiry proceeds, that we nonetheless are capable of doing the things that are important for the American family every single day. And I also would point out that there are a series of challenges that we face in terms of some budgetary items, some retirement legislation. It's critical that we also do the work of government, as Speaker Pelosi has noted, and we intend fully to do that.